Area 54. Elevator music from hell.
Try to get the same good love from another. But you won't find someone any better. And you don't really want to find out what it's like to lose me. Find out what it's like. No, I don't think you want to let me go by after all this time. You want to be friends and not my love, but how do we go back?
Summer skin faded now with a 54. Elevator music from the mothership.
That's Cut Copy. It's Tim and Mike, Area 54 with you. You know, we don't play enough of Cut Copy, Mike. Probably because we used to.
I mean, we're going back in time here. This one.
Bright Like Neon Loves, the album that we got this one off of, song's called That Was Just a Dream. Some really nice tracks on that album. I can go back to it once in a while. And yeah, it was a really good album, for sure.
It's one of my favorites of theirs.
They've tried to reproduce this sound, but you know, nothing like the first time, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Vila Brasilia before that did a song called Hush Hush off of MMXX.
A first album from those guys in like 16 years.
Unbelievable.
Not even an album, it's an EP, but still sounds the same.
Of course. Well, why would they change it up? You gotta be able to recognize
them.
Where
did they go?
They're the only ones with that sound now. Yeah, where did they go?
Like, okay,
would they have kids or something? And now they're
like
empty nesters?
Real jobs, and they're like, oh, let's get together more music.
Maybe they, you know, yeah. Anyway, nice to have them back. And this almost sounds like maybe it's just stuff from their archives.
Cool. No. It definitely has an updated sound, but you can definitely.
The last time they did produced music, I think the technology was way different for them too. So this is, yeah. Chromatics put that in a song called Closer to Gray, and then one from Big Gigantic. Off the album Free Your Mind, play a song called Friends. We had Manatee Commune before that. The song's called PDA. And start off the whole set with Joris Voorn, our artist of the moment. The song's called Too Little Too Late. It's featuring Underworld.
Which basically sounds like an Underworld track.
How doesn't it?
And we've said this before, I think, at least. This is Underworld wishes they could have wrote a song like this. I mean, it's like one of the better songs.
Yep. Was it Carl Hyde vocal? Right?
Yeah.
Carl Hyde, definitely know.
Well, they kind of went just to the classic Underworld sound, where I think our Underworld lately has gotten much more experimental, right?
Yeah, so they're kind of doing what they want, so it's nice. And you know, have been so influenced by our artists around them, so I'm sure this was probably pretty fun for them. There was a pretty good comfort zone for them to step in on that song, don't you think?
Yeah. I even wonder if they just sent him the vocals and he just manipulated them, you know? It's like, I made a song for you, just like
pretty
you
likely.
Record some vocals.
Pretty likely, yeah.
I mean, who knows? Maybe they hung out in the studio together. I have no idea how all that stuff goes. Okay, we got some more music with brand new Grimes.
4 AEM is the song.
All right, let's
this
play.
This is a crazy song.
She always has some crazy songs.
This is just crazy, though. I like it, though. Let's play it.